Super good question. The only podcast that drives a wedge between you and your significant other for the most mundane of reasons.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. Driving a wedge makes you hate your friends. Makes taints your relationship. Something like that.
You looking for like an old timey street corner voice to sell the podcast in?
Yeah.
Get your podcast, ruin your relationships, drive that wedge in today, folks. It's a super good question.
It's would you rather time.
Would you rather? Yes, I'd rather. Make a choice. Use my voice. Nah, that sucks. I'll get a better jingle together for next time.
I was really liking it, but that's fine. Here we go. Would you rather have penis-sized nipples?
Okay. Okay.
Or a nipple-sized penis?
Man. Asking the real questions. Finally. Okay. So there's a few things I need to know.
Yes.
Obviously, whose dick?
Your dick.
Oh. Okay. And my nipples, obviously, then.
Yes. Your dick, your nipples.
Okay. Just trading places.
Yeah.
So the nipple-sized dick, it's still fully functional.
Yes.
Like, you can come with it.
Yes.
You can...
Here's how I'm thinking.
You probably have to rub it. Like, you can't, like, wrap your hand around it. You probably have to, like, rub it like a clit.
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay. And the nipple dicks...
They're dick size.
They're just dick size. They don't... You can't jack them off. You can't...
No. Well, you can make your nipples erect when they're cold, so you could, like... play with them.
Okay.
I don't think...
It feels good, but there's not... Yeah. You're not going to make a baby with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Man, that is fucking tough.
Is it? I feel like it's an easy one.
Okay, well, what do you go with? Let's hear your logic.
I would go with dick-sized nipples because I get to keep my dick. Yeah. I don't want to lose that.
Right.
And you can always cut things off, but you can't add to things.
No, you're right. It'd be easier to take away than add. And I mean, losing your dick is tantamount, right?
If we took away the ability to remove them, though, like you have to keep the nipples,
okay,
or the dick, that makes it a lot harder. And I feel like that's where we want to be with our questions.
I think it's still pretty on the fence for me because, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable going out in public with dick nipples.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, you'd have to have, like, a sweater on at least to hide those. Even a t-shirt, they'd read pretty clearly.
Yeah.
And there's no tank topping or going to the beach like a normal person.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a much harder choice now.
Yeah.
We can't remove them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't decide?
Like, I think I'd go dick nipples and just live a life of never toplessness.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you need to be topless anyway?
But if I was alone on the planet, if I was the last man on Earth, I had no use for, like, a regular dick. I might just go nipple dick because then you're just like, it's like a compact little.
I mean, I feel, yeah, of course.
It's like, it still gives you pleasure. Like, you don't need to impress anyone else with it.
Yeah, but you can't just add, also, I'm the last person on the planet.
Well, think about it like this. It's like, it slides, the older you get and the more that your shame goes away,
yeah,
you start sliding towards being the last person on the planet or thinking in that mentality.
Yeah, true.
So, like, right now, I still have too much attachment to, like, my ego, I guess, or just, like, wanting to be attractive in to some degree.
Yeah.
But once that fades away, I mean, the practicality of a nipple dick is hard to argue with.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. never gets in the way. Well, question though, are your balls fully sized? Because then
that is a good question.
Then, and yeah, and the question doesn't mention that, so I feel like they are. So then that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Very.
If I could shrink the whole package down to nipple size, that's more convenient.
So you have one nipple dick.
Yeah.
And your balls are like two areolas. Yeah. Two like kind of bulbous areolas.
Yeah. Or also nipple sized, just three nipple sized things in a bunch.
Are they a discrete puffy, or like are they discrete regular nipples, or are they like the puffy variety?
What are discrete nipples?
Well, you know, like what's his name? Vaughn from Community?
Uh-huh.
Micro nips?
Right.
Like that's one end of the spectrum.
Well, we said,
and then you've got, well, you know, the other thing.
Well, we've determined that it's our whatever we have. Right.
It's just our nipples.
Yeah. I have pretty standard nipples, I think.
Yeah. Mine are standard. Boring.
Sometimes I shave my nipples and my wife laughs really hard at them because she says they look so small.
I thought the shaving was supposed to make things look bigger.
I think it's because there's less like dark hair around. So it just like
less,
they do look small.
Creating less shadow, yeah, or something.
Yeah, they do look small when I do it. Not gonna lie.
Maybe they just look so juvenile.
Yeah, could be. Are you sticking with penis sized nipples then? Or do you,
for now, is,
do
yeah.
We just
for,
don't have a verdict on this.
For now. If okay. I'm allowed to revisit this down the road, I might swap.
Yeah. I'm on you brought up a lot of good points and you've put me firmly on the fence, so I'm not sure where I stand on this. But I think if like gun to my head right now, I'd go with big nipples.
Yeah. In a split second decision, you're not gonna give up your dick.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You really need to think this one through.
Yeah. But if you could come to terms with it, you might have a better life with a tiny dick and normal nipples.
Yep. This episode is brought to you by that stuff you put on the back of your dog's neck to keep like fleas and ticks and stuff off.
What is your musical guilty pleasure?
You mean like, what do I masturbate to?
No, on the show in the past, we've discussed our TV guilty pleasures. Television shows that you watch but you're ashamed of.
Oh, man. Oh, I got a great one for that.
We did it already.
We'll come back. Got to revisit that one.
Well, what is it? Tell me. I'm curious.
Are you watching Jailbirds on Netflix?
No.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Let me just say, okay, my girlfriend loves garbage TV.
Yeah.
And to humor her, I threw this on because I saw it pop up on our Netflix, but we both got sucked in right away and now we can't stop.
That's how they get you with guilty pleasure TV.
Yeah, it's prison reality.
Yeah.
But
women?
It's a mixed prison.
Oh.
It's one floor of women and like seven floors of dudes. But here's the amazing thing about the show is it's all about the toilet system.
What?
Exactly. So women are on like the seventh floor and there's dudes above and below them. Okay.
Yeah.
The toilets are all like connected in a straight line.
Yeah.
So the pipes from one cell, like in a vertical line, all run down like the same corridor. So all those cells are connected via their toilet pipe.
Right.
So what they've discovered is you can bail out the water in your toilet, in your cell. So it's an empty bowl. And the guy above or below you does the same thing. And now you have like a telephone system.
What?
So you talk into the toilet. And a lot of the people have like made like a makeshift kind of like earphone thing, like out of like cups or like toilet paper rolls or whatever, oh my right? God. So they stick that down in. But not everybody has or can afford one of those in prison.
Yeah.
So they have these conversations and they have like girlfriends and like,
yeah,
there's like gossip rings and like, yeah. And but they have to coordinate between cells and like between floors. So they'll talk in like the common area, be like, okay, 7 o'clock, we're going to do a bailout. We're going to have like a conference call between, you know, this cell and this cell. But so that's amazing.
Yeah.
So they've got all these like relationships that have just met through, they call it the bowl. We met on the bowl.
It's not a dating app.
It's amazing. But then a couple episodes in, we find out, oh, there's another level to this. They actually can pass objects through the pipes.
That's what I thought you were going to say at the beginning.
Yeah. By making, they call it fishing. They make like a line out of shirts or towels or whatever, as you do prison style.
Mm-hmm.
And you tie forks to the end of it from the cafeteria to make like a grabby grab. And then, so you make two of these lines, like, buddy on the fifth floor makes one, girl on the fourth floor makes one. They flush their toilets at the same time. The strings get intertwined. And then now either one of you can pull the string back to your cell, and whatever you've tied to it is now your treasure.
That's pretty genius. But if they're filming this in the prison, why don't they put a stop?
That's what I'm wondering. It's like, people clearly know it can happen. Like, they're doing this.
Yeah, you're not allowed to pass stuff between cells. The talking thing is fine, but...
Yeah, they can't stop them from talking, but there's even another level to this. The next episode, we find out that there's a... you can weaponize this pipe tool to your advantage. If you're on a higher floor than someone that you don't like, you can drop what's called a parachute into... These are all makeshift names for,
yeah,
you know, tools that they've invented. They drop what's called a parachute into the pipes, which basically blocks it and forces, like, I don't know what kind of fucking idiot thought up this sewer system for a giant building like this, but apparently they can plug one area of the pipes and it'll cause all the rest to like overflow. So they can like flood out with sewage water any floor that they want at any given time. Like, so they do it in this one episode, and there's just like, you know, human shit floating around.
Yeah,
they have to clean out of their cells.
That sounds gross, and I feel like I would probably get sucked in if I started watching it. So I'm just gonna go ahead and not.
It's just fascinating, yeah, like all the things that revolve around toilet life in prison.
I'll just let you tell me all the stories. But that's not the question. The question is, what's your favorite music guilty pleasure?
Oh, Simple Plan.
You don't.
Moving on. No, I fucking hate that guy so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't love that guy. I will tell you mine. And the reason I thought of this question this morning is the Bloodhound Gang.
Hmm. I don't consider that a guilty pleasure. I consider them OG artists.
Their lyrics are so ridiculous and juvenile, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have a straight face and feel like you're listening to art in those lyrics.
It's not about the content of the lyrics. It's about the cadence of the rhyming structure.
I know it's good, but it's just like,
no, it's not
so
good.
Ridiculous.
It's not good. You don't think they're good? I think Hooray for Boobies was like a pretty big masterpiece, but it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just had them on shuffle on Spotify, and I was hearing some stuff I had never heard before that I dug.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some gems over the years. I haven't been following them well enough.
Do you have a music guilty pleasure?
Does Richard Cheese count?
Ugh, yes.
If you've never heard of the incomparable Richard Cheese, I suggest doing a quick Google or Spotify search. I don't know. Is he on streaming platforms?
I'm sure he is.
If you like jazz covers, no, Showtime jazz, Showtune covers of some of your favorite pop hits of the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
Richard Cheese might
awful
be your man.
Awful covers with the cheesiest voice dripping with...
I think my favorite Richard Cheese is Let's Get Retarded.
Which is the original name of that song.
Yeah.
By the Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't
shy away from it.
No, he didn't change it like they did. Also, it was way too late for them to come out with a song named that. Like that was...
No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah,
not,
it was.
You're not even remembering, like, when was it? 2004? 5? 6?
That song came out in later than that, did it not?
I'll give them up to 2010, honestly.
I don't think we were using that word in 2010.
No, not for people, but you could still say, let's get retarded. There was like a transitionary gray area in there where like, where like Bostonites could still be like, you're retarded. We didn't get angry.
All right.
But
well,
now
they were on the tail end of it.
Yeah.
And they had to change it.
Yeah.
To make it a popular song.